birthday party. Now, I'm not sure, they don't list any bands, but I don't know what's going to happen that night over there, but it sounds like somebody's got a sense of humor. All right, we got the iCrime playing the Magic Sticks Saturday night, and they're playing on the 17th Smalls. We're going to listen to something off their CD called Get the Knife. And again, this is a band called iCrime. And Saturday night, you can check them out at the Magic Stick.
I don't know where this story goes, but I keep on looking around. The nurse humming his stethoscope, and it sounds like trouble. I hear it in my head, all the baited silver hooks. I wish you were something I could take. I wouldn't have to leave.
All right, we're going to have to bring this down because we are almost out of time. I want to remind you, you're listening to The Motor, where we let you know what's going on around town, and what's in the background is, iCrime doing a song called Take off their CD Get the Knife, and they're playing Saturday night at the Magic Stick, and on the 17th, they're playing Smalls. A couple other bands we didn't get a chance to play are Howard Glazer is playing Saturday night at the Sideline Sports Tavern. Dick Siegel is playing up at the Ark in Ann Arbor. The Satin Peaches are playing the Blind Pig. And don't forget, Belmont's is having the Elvis's birthday show. We're going to finish up the set today with something recorded live on the Motor Live Drive. Malik Alston. He's going to be playing with his band at the Jazz Cafe at the Music Hall Saturday night. Show is scheduled for about 9 o'clock, and it's, what can I tell you? This was recorded live on the Motor Live Drive. We're going to hear the song Hot and get ready for some hot music with the American Mars coming up in the next hour. Don't forget to keep your radio dial tuned to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. Here's Malik Alston, and you can check him out Saturday night at the Jazz Cafe.
Thank you.
I'm going to bring that down and remind you that you are listening to WHFR, the station making waves. This is Motor, and we are set with American Mars in the studio, so I am bringing down Malik and going to bring up the band real soon, as soon as I get a thumbs up. Okay, they can hear us? Alrighty. Here we are in the Motor Live Drive. Hello, can you hear us out there?
No,
they can't. Ah, that would help.
Okay, now can you hear us out there?
No.
Oh, we can hear you. Okay. Right now, I'm Mr. White, and we are here at our WHFR studios with the finest bands in Detroit every week right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. And today, we have American Mars right in our studios. And tell you, boys, can you give us one song to start off with?
Yes, we can. The song's called That Long Walk Home. Well, I broke her trust. I broke her grandmother's play. I broke everything I touched. Look the other way. I said, how can I kiss you? You bruised me on the heel and filled me with a silence and a venom I can feel. You started up a storm in the last place I was safe. You soaked me to the core. Your little hurricane. It's a quick road down. Do you think you know the only way out? Long walk home. When I was a child, there were things I'd see. A spirit in the hall, coyote in the trees. You came up on me fast, like a fever in a dream. Now I can feel the moon rise, your shadow in my sleep. Now it's hard to tell what I want from what I need. The cause from the cure, the stinger from the bee. It's a quick road down. Do you think you know the only way out? Long walk home. Please don't walk away. Just go hiding. if you're hurt. I hear the creaking of our bones. You don't have to wait. You don't have to break. All alone. I'm so sorry for this room I've got us in. The carpet's damp, there's a bulb out in the lamp, and it smells like sin. Sometimes I get so cold, feel like my blood is gonna freeze. I sit home with the fire, the boss and the dirty three. I stare into the flame, the hottest part, and I say her name. Whisper in the dark, it's a quick road down. You think you know, and the only way out is a long walk home. Yeah, it's a quick road down. You think you know, the only way out. Long walk home.
And scene.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. As I said, we have American Mars right here in the studios. Would you like to introduce yourself, guys?
The person to my left is our bass player, upright bass player, Garth Gerard.
Good evening.
The person to my right, your left on the dial, is pedal steel player David Feeney.
Thank you. Left of the dial. And in the middle of the radio is singer-songwriter Thomas Trimble.
All right.
How's
that? All right.
Applause. That is the American Mars, minus the drummer, we'll add.
That's right, and your usual drummer who
wasn't
come
able to
today.
Make it.
We like to do all of our radio performances without the intrusion of unnecessary instrumentation.
Bombastic.
Okay.
We're happy to be here. Happy to be here.
Well, great, and you've got a record release party coming up.
We're really proud of this record that we finished called Western Sides, and we're pleased to put it out. We're going to have a record release party at the Magic Stick in Detroit on Friday, February 1st. And we're happy to get it out. We're happy to play the songs. Long time coming, so we're looking forward to it.
All right. So you got something else you can play for us, and then we'll get into some talking?
Sure. Yeah, we've got a song called If Monday Were Mine. It's about all working folks. We count ourselves among them.
Just like our listeners.
Just like our listeners. One, two, one, two, three, four. Your heart is working overtime. I hear your heart is doing just fine. And was God great? And did she almost sigh when she saw you at the light? Straight to the bottom, straight to the bottom again. We go straight to the bottom, straight to the bottom again. I wouldn't mind Sunday if Monday were mine. I wouldn't mind fighting if we weren't fighting.
all the time. I wouldn't mind dying if we could do this again. I wouldn't mind crying if we could share this salty skin. Yes. You're always waiting for the next in denial. You're so at home with these grown-up smiles. Can't wait for the next to arrive. Through jack-o'-lantern eyes, straight to the bottom, straight to the bottom again. We go straight to the bottom, straight to the bottom again. I wouldn't mind Sunday if Monday were mine. I wouldn't mind fighting if we weren't fighting all the time. I wouldn't mind dying. We could do this again. I wouldn't mind crying. We could share this salty skin. Yes.
We have American Mars here in the studio. In fact, the first song you did, Long Walk Home, that's off your brand new CD?
That's on the brand new record called Western Sides. It's the first track on the record. And it's kind of sleepy, but kind of sets the tone for the whole piece. So that's why we started it tonight.
Okay. In fact, that's going to be officially released the 15th of this month, right?
It comes out next Tuesday on Gangplank Records. And widely available. You can find it.
You can find it on eBay. Got a couple of pirated copies already.
Yeah, we've already found some copies on eBay, which is interesting. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well,
do you guys have the the internet here?
The computer?
Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah. You can get it on the computer.
There's more and more music available all the time on the internet.
Okay. And your internet sites are what? If people want to get a hold of American Mars.
AmericanMars.com. It's open for business. You come by and take a look. There's all kind of video and other razzmatazz there. And we're also on the MySpace. I know a lot of kids are using the MySpace. It's MySpace.com, American Mars. You can find us there, too. And more good stuff's there.
Okay.
Well, it sounds really good. I think this is the first time we've had a steel guitar on the motor, so it's exciting. It's got a real great tone.
Okay. So. No, we've had a lap steel, but not a pedal steel.
Yeah. I have a pedal steel, not a lap steel.
That's right.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, some people misinterpret that for a zither. A lot of people come up to us after shows and say, we really like the zither, and it takes a little time to put on.
That keyboard player, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pedal steel. It does sound good.
Sounds real good.
Yeah. In fact, and Dave is really one of the best in the country at this. So
if I must say so myself.
That might be an overstatement.
Oh.
Thank you.
Well, hey.
You play with a couple other bands.
I play with a band, in the city called Blanche.
Mm-hmm.
You may have heard of.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I had the good fortune of playing a few years ago on Loretta Lynn's Van Leer Rose record with another guy from Detroit. I don't know if you've heard of him. His name's Jack White, and he has a band called the... what are they called?
They're called the White Stripes.
The White Stripes.
Oh, that
I've
band.
Never heard of them. And I was fortunate to get a call from Jack on a Thursday. He said, can you come to Nashville tomorrow to play in some songs with Loretta Lynn? And I said, I'd make time to do that. And
and then I had the good fortune, a few months later, David called and said, I'm going to be on David Letterman. Can you watch? And I
said, can you record it for me?
Yeah. Can you? Do you have a VCR? And I said, you know what? I will be there. And there I was in my living room watching David on the TV. That was quite a thrill.
Okay.
Wow. It's quite a thrill to have you here today. We're
pleased
all
to
of
have
the
you.
Whole band. Mm-hmm. So at least three quarters of the band.
Yeah. We're sorry that the drummer can't make it. Charlie, is it?
Koltak.
Koltak.
Doesn't that sound like a very... technical.
It sounds like it might be a nice, like a cold medicine.
Koltak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to get the sniffles.
That's what sounds like.
With a pounding headache.
Yes.
Okay. So you got some more for us here?
We're going to play another song from Western Sides called Marionette. And it's a wintertime song. You get real cold. There's a lot of songs in this record about being cold. It's kind of a central metaphor of the...
Well, you're from Detroit.
Yeah, so. Used to the weather. So this
the
is
cold,
song.
Hard world.
This song called Marionette.
One, two, one,
two, three, four. I know you think you know what the world is really like. Tell me, when's the last time you saw daylight? How do you think it feels to live here in this hole? Think you need to feel to protect? You stay up all night staring at the fire. When you come upstairs, you sound just like a marionette. Well, I know you think you found yourself, but from where I stand, maybe you've lost your mind. Through your pockets like you were dead. Does this love around you mean anything at all? I'm tired of worrying about the words and what I'll say to you. Well, I tell you the truth, it's what I see. You stay up all night staring at the fire. Upstairs, you sound just like a marionette. Well, I know you think you found yourself, but from where I stand, maybe you lost your mind. Bluebird, sing your angry song. Tell the world what's wrong, and I will listen. What will you become? April's cruelty is said and done. You still miss him. You stay up all night staring at the fire. When you come upstairs, you sound just like a millionaire. I know you think you found yourself. Where I stand, baby, you've lost your mind. Lost your mind.
And you're listening to American Mars right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 on WHFR. And now you guys have been around for quite a while. I've seen your name for, well, for how long?
We've been in the poster business for a while.
Actually, we just celebrated our 45th anniversary. We have been around a long time. We've come up, you know, come up with the greats. We were around Seeger when he was...
Little Seeger, as we used to call
him. Yeah. Opened for him a couple times. That was great. And
The Nuge.
The Nuge. Opened a couple times with the Nuge. Been out to his, been out to the ranch a few times. We're not big meat eaters, but hard to say no when Ted asks you to come out.
We love mink.
Love mink. And then, yeah, you know, we've just been plugging away. Had a few breaks here and there, but we're stubborn. If nothing,
we're
stubborn.
When did the band, 1993?
Yeah, we put out our first record in 1997. It was called Late, and we were feeling like...
We've been behind ever since.
Yeah, behind ever since. And then we put out another record called No City Fun in 2002, and I think that's when we were... I think we were here last in 2003 and played some tunes, and then we did some different things, and now we're back. So I guess technically 10 years since our first record, which is... It's a long time, but
yeah.
Well, we're real glad you've gotten it back together and putting it out, and you'll be at the Magic Stick on the 1st of February.
Yeah, and we're really looking forward. You know, lots of record release parties. We wanted to do something special, so our plan for the 1st is to kind of turn the Magic Stick into a big top. It's called the we're calling it the Desert Traveling Desert Road Show. Kind of goes with Western size, but plan is to kind of turn the Magic Stick into a big top. We'll have cotton candy and popcorn. We're working on getting elephants up there. You can imagine it's a little bit difficult to work with the city on getting the inspectors up there and everything. We're hoping to have some pachyderms up there.
Okay.
I can't promise it. We're really hoping.
And we've got some other friends joining us for the show. A fellow by the name of Jan John Miller, who you might know from the rock group Blanche, is going to be playing a solo set.
Oh, okay.
And another group called the Friendly Foes. I don't know if you've heard of them, but it's the Ryan from a band called Thunderbirds Are Now, who I had the good fortune of producing a record with a couple years ago. And another new band called Darling Imperial.
They were really excited about playing with us. So
yeah.
I think it's going to be fun.
That's what they say.
Okay.
So it's going to be a fun night. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
And this new CD you've got is on your own label, isn't it?
It's true. It's on Gangplank Records. You can go to gangplankrecords.com and see a welcome page that takes you nowhere. Hopefully tomorrow. It depends when you podcast.
Margaret, could you ask David what's the philosophy behind Gangplank Records? I've been grilling him about this, but I've had a hard time getting an answer. Maybe you'll have better luck. Ask him what's the idea behind Gangplank.
What's the philosophy behind Gangplank?
Yeah, thank great Margaret.
Well, first of all, I thought it was just that we all are at sea, but now I feel like it's me. I feel like I'm on the gangplank, and I think that I finally have to exercise my demons and get some of this music out there. So there's going to be about five or six bands coming with records coming out in the next year or so. All projects I've been working on and with other bands that record. I also have a studio in Ferndale called the Temper Mill, that I've done records with maybe probably hundreds and hundreds of bands over the last 20 years, I would say.
Okay.
We've also been reading this book, you know, this book called, I think it's called The Long Tail. You know, it's about internet sales and stuff. So there's a lot of stuff in there about synergy, and we're thinking all, you know, the recent success of the Pirates of the Caribbean films.
Oh, there you go.
This is maybe a good time to, you know, not that we're really stealing their thunder, but just trying to build on that.
We want to capitalize on the tall ships.
Yeah.
There's a kind of a tall ship mania going on right now.
So it's, you know, really synergy. Disney's very good at it. You know, why can't we? That's kind of our philosophy.
Well, with that, why don't we take it away with some more music? What have you got next?
I think this next song is called Do Me a Favor.
Okay.
How's that sound?
That sounds good.
Okay.
You're doing me a favor.
All right. You're doing us all a favor.
David, you want to count this one?
This will be an experiment. Yeah. I. One, two, one, two, three, four.
Do me a favor, throw me a bone, 'cause I feel much safer here than I do at home. You talk about protection, you talk about faith, you talk about moving the weather, you do it every day. When I'm walking by myself, and the taste of tin from the water in the well, do you ever feel so lonely, like these bones are whole, when the sinners are sending blood and stone, blood and stone. Lost in the desert, in a car without a name, all the billboards drive poor Matthew insane. He says, you can take my heart and put its ashes on a plane, but dig out my eyes, 'cause they belong to Cain. Do you ever feel so lonely, like these bones are whole, when the sinners are sending blood and stone, blood and... We are shadows stitched together, voices I can no longer remember. Blood and stone, love and memory, love and memory, love. Feel so lonely, like these bones are whole, when the sinners are sending blood and stone, blood and stone. The sinners are sending blood and stone. The sinners are sending. Blood and stone,
blood and stone,
stretched over blood and stone.
That wasn't so bad.
Oh, that was
all right.
Great.
Who said that was going to be horrible?
Well, I guess we'll keep it for today. Oh, it's live, so we got to keep it.
Tell us what this podcast thing is all about.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, in fact, you're one of the most recent things for the Motor Live Drive at 5. If any time, you can go to our website, www.whfr.fm, and go to our main page there. On the right-hand column at the bottom, you'll find a button for podcasting. Go to the Motor Live Drive at 5 podcasting, and you can pull it. You can download this show on an MP3.
So right now they're listed as dates, and so you're the fourth one on the list, and you'll be there for 12 weeks, and it'll rotate it as the 13th show comes up. We'll lose the first one.
And you said Ozzy Osbourne was here last week?
No, last week we had a rhythm and blues band last week.
And I can put this on my Walkman.
Yes, you may.
Excellent.
Well, you have to put the whole show.
Can I put this on my Cuisinart?
If you care to.
Yeah.
You guys are involved in a lot of fundraising and benefit-type work. I just found out you guys were involved with the Sights and Sounds down at the Magic Stick over the holidays.
I would say it's more than involvement, Margaret.
It's something we put together for the last 6 years, and it's called the Sounds and Spirits Holiday Spectacular. And I think now we've raised about $18,000 for COTS, for the homeless shelter, over the last 6 years, so we feel pretty darn good about that.
But we got to throw out a lot of love to all the bands who played over the last 6 years.
Yeah.
There's just been some really great performances by people come in and play like holiday songs. And
yeah, the concept, if you're not familiar with it, we basically have 25 bands or so on two separate stages at the Magic Sticks, and everybody just plays one song, so it moves pretty quick. So there's two stages, and it goes back and forth. Every 5 minutes, somebody else is playing, so it's quite an event. It's quite a sight to behold.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of exhausting, too, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, but it's all for a good cause.
It is for a good cause.
Yeah, 3 years in a row, I've had strep throat the day after. I don't know what it caused. I've been told cigarette smoke.
It's not good for you.
Or stress. So I think it might be the stress.
Yeah. Or it could be
I feel it coming on right now.
Could be one.
Actually.
Could be one, too. You want to play another song?
Sure.
I think we should play a song called Sunray.
Sunray. Love it.
Yeah, we're going to play this song called Sunray. Garth, you want to say anything about the song Sunray? I'm putting you on the spot, I know. You don't have to.
Just pointed silence. That's about all I've got.
That's good. Okay.
Thanks, Ray.
Something in your stare, a difference they can't trace. You try to walk like they do, even when they look away. You're my ray, you're my ray, you're my little sun ray, you're my sun ray. When you were a baby, thunder scared you. The vacuum made you scream. Rumsfeld sent you running when his face came on the screen. There's plenty things in this world, things that big people make, but it's not your job to see them yet or to make them go away. And there will time when we will talk about war. But on this summer's night, I just want to watch you snore. Try and shine right down through the stardust and the snow.
That's from the new record. That's called Sunray.
That was pretty.
That was very pretty.
And that new record, once again, is called?
It's called Western Sides. I don't know what to say about the title. We thought it captured some of the moods that are on the record, and kind of the way that we've thought about the last few years as a band and as being together as friends and bandmates. So I think when you listen to the record, those kind of come through. There's a song on the record called Western Side that we are not going to play today, but I think that's kind of maybe the mystery for those folks mm-hmm. who are out there listening. Maybe that's
you got to leave them wanting.
Go out and check out the record. I think there's a lot of surprises there that we have not unveiled tonight.
That's right.
So I have a question. You're going to be doing your CD release party at the Magic Stick on February 1st, and it's going to be like a big top, and you're hoping for elephants, and you're going to have cotton candy.
You're representing it exactly the way.
Perfect. Yeah. I'm going to go. I wasn't going to go, but now I am.
Someone here asked if you're going to have meat on a stick available. Ooh.
What is meat on a stick? I don't know.
Corn dog.
Cheese dog.
You know, I went to the state fair a few years ago, and it was my first time in a long time, and I got some cotton candy. I thought that was something that I should do. And then I went to the twin. They have like a twin contest, you know, where people bring their twins. And
did you bring yours?
I did not. It was kind of scary. So I really like, you know, twins are a good thing. It's just there's something about it. It's kind of creepy. I don't know.
I love them.
Double vision.
Yeah, so there'll be no twins at our release party.
No twins, but lots of cotton candy.
Yeah, no meat on a stick that I know of.
Okay, any clowns? Any clowns?
No clowns. Okay. I don't like clowns. I don't like clowns.
But we do like music here at WHFR.
All right. We're going to play another tune. This one's kind of a rocker. It's called Over the Gun. It was from our last record called No City Fun.
Yeah. That's a rhyme.
We have lots of songs about feeling under pressure. I don't know if it's justified or not, but this is one of those tunes. So.
You say you'll come home, good and done. Looking down the barrel over the gun. Threats making the building eyesore. Mind's door, walking around like a white house. Debts, piling up
stretched across his mattress like a fashion mag disastrous, waiting for snore caress. He said our clocks by bleeding, bovine hearts keep beating, drowning blood down this moor. So
shreds. Shredders.
I've been kind of working out on my six string action. You can tell.
Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
You're working on Guitar Hero.
Well, that's what they say.
Well, it sounded good. Over the Gun by American Mars here is a WHFR exclusive on the Motor Live Drive. Now, at the on February 1st, you're going to be at the Magic Stick, and you're having Dan Miller doing a solo thing?
Yep. He's going to come and play a few songs, and he probably will. Might spin a yarn or two if
you're
lucky, and I'm sure he'll be Natalie dressed.
I don't know if you know, Dan's very tall.
Yeah.
Very tall.
So it kind of fits
so
in.
So is his wife.
Fits in with the circus theme of the evening, I think.
He'll be the tall man there
that night.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And then the Friends of Foes, they're playing tomorrow night over at the Belmont with Mick Bassett and the Marthas.
Mm-hmm.
Good band.
Yeah,
both of them.
Both those bands played at the. Sounds and Spirits Holiday Spectacular this year. So did Dan. And Dan was a participant as well.
We played too.
We played as well. Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
It's probably where you got the strep throat.
True enough. Yeah.
It's the two packs of cigarettes that you smoke that one night.
It's the only
the
day
stress.
Of the year
one day
a year
I smoke like a chimney.
Here's the sound.
Okay. Well, we've only got 12 minutes left.
What do you mean?
Yeah, that's all we got.
You're here all night.
Oh.
We brought sleeping bags.
All night is 6 o'clock.
All right. It's called drive time. Drive time.
I drive a long way. I need more.
How about another song? You want to
talk about Garth's band, Bo Halsey?
Yeah, let's talk about Bo Halsey.
Let's talk about Bo Halsey.
All right. check out our MySpace. We got a MySpace page. It's killer.
What kind of band is Bo Halsey, Garth?
We're kind of like a R&B blues band, indie, garage, rock. How's that?
That sounds pretty good.
And how do you spell that?
How do you pronounce
combination?
That?
Bull, B-U-L-L. There you go. Halsey, H-A-L-S-E.
Do you want to talk about what who Bill Halsey is, or do you
Bull
want to
Bull Halsey, Admiral William Halsey. We've named our band after him.
He
okay.
Fought the Great War.
He was an admiral in World War II, commanded the Pacific. Lots of history. You can look him up on the internet, find all kinds of bad information about it.
See, what's neat about Garth's band is it's not only entertainment, but it's also educational.
There you go.
You don't see that a lot these days.
We try to learn the kids, you know.
And is that available on Gangplank Records?
Not yet. Well, we're in negotiation, well, actually.
Good luck.
I've also been talking to David about, I was thinking about doing a spoken word thing, you know, kind of when America Mars kind of falls through. But same
Coffee
kind of
house
thing.
Tour.
Yeah.
House tour.
You'd think that you'd kind of have an inside line to Gangplank and the executives there, but it's actually quite tough to get through.
The Golden Tower.
Yeah, the Golden Tower. Well, let's play another song. This song is called The Fingernail Moon. It's for all those folks who are out there driving.
Oh, we got some dancers in here.
Okay. This might keep you out of a traffic jam from some road rage.
Floats on the lake. Dreams of the China Sea. In the stars he sees a million sparks. He thinks of all the people that he once knew. He holds their memories beneath his skin. On the beach, they're trying so hard to speak. No, the words the walls never let them say. There's a child in the stars. Waiting on their call. She falls asleep. She says, sometimes I don't know if God even knows my name. Thank you.
Hey, I've got a question for Dave here.
Sure.
How long have you been playing steel guitar?
I've been playing for about 6 years now. So not that long. Not that long. I'm a guitar player.
You've played guitar for decades, but
yes. And I just, you know, I have a studio, and I had someone come in and play it. And I just thought, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever heard in my life, and I fell in love with the sound of it. And a friend of mine, Dan from Blanche, had one, and couldn't make heads or tails of the damn thing. So over a weekend,
I guess he's too tall.
I figured it out, or you know, a couple chords on it, and I just have not stopped since. And then a week later, my friend Thomas Trimble called me up and said, "I hear you play steel guitar." And I said, "I've been playing like for a grand total of 10 days. How did you hear?" And it was a mutual friend of ours had told him that I'd been playing pedal steel, and then. The rest is history. Then I joined this version of American Mars.
It was kind of strange. It's the very first lineup of American Mars had kind of gone their separate ways in a kind of VH1 style breakup, and I didn't know what to do. So I'd written these songs, and I thought I'd just put like a little combo together with pedal steel drums and upright bass, and I started calling around and. They said, "Well, you should call David Feeney. Do you know David Feeney?" I'm like, "Yeah, I know David Feeney." So I rang him up, and then that's where Dave's part of the story picks up. He I thought, faithfully represented it.
Oh.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, we have 3 minutes left.
Uh-huh.
What can you do to finish up this hour?
I think we can play this song called In Remembrance of Her.
Sure.
It could be like an instrumental.
It's a little long.
It's a little instrumental. Yeah. It'll take us out. How's that?
Okay.
That'd be great.
Okay. Margaret, Mr. White, thank you so much for having us.
You guys are.
To come in.
Thank you.
You are to be saluted as champions of Detroit music.
Hey, we just bring in the best we can.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Don't even wait for the night. of gold. How far will your love go? Brother's kiss, the police car, behind this stone I enter. But every night I say my prayer, remembrance of her. Don't even